Essay 55. Forward from the Einsteinian Era. It will be interesting to see how the end of the Einsteinian era will be received. To date, November 2011, there have been no objections from the scientific community worldwide. Staff and students from the best universities in the world study the ECE theory every day, so it is well known that the Einstein theory is obsolete. Well known, that is, amongst intellectuals and those with no vested interest. There are many with vested interest. Lavish funding depends on dogma and its perpetuation. By studying various kinds of feedback to AIAS.us every day for 7.5 years, there is no doubt at all that ECE theory is the new physics. Everyone knows that the standard model is obsolete. There is no point in trying to ignore a paper such as UFT 194, a direct refutation of line element general relativity in a few lines, using the basic definitions of line element general relativity itself. In that paper, I happen to discover the complete self-inconsistency of the theory, but there are many other UFT papers that also refute it. And before that, it has been refuted by many eminent physicists, including Schrödinger, Eddington, and Dirac. The dogmatists and propagandists have dug a big hole for themselves by their century-old refusal to acknowledge the obsolescence of general relativity. Into this black hole is poured tons of money in order to make the road smoother. There are less expensive ways of progress, such as Bacon's free philosophy. Test a theory against experimental data of all kinds and test it for correctness and self-consistency. At present, papers on general relativity continue to be published as if UFT 194 did not exist. At the same time, the feedback shows that the paper is being studied intensely at the best universities, now defined as those that have not yet been shut down for selling junk courses and whose administration has not yet been imprisoned. There is no way in which UFT 194 can be refuted logically, the same being true of all papers that have refuted general relativity. So to any simple-minded peasant such as a Scientiae doctor, Doctor Who, the theory is wrong. It seems that the dogmatists, or the dogs that bark in pitch blackness and stalk the enlightened internet, have given up trying to pretend to refute very simple logic. Perhaps they've all been imprisoned. Who knows what goes on in universities? I am not trained in psychology, but with reality like this, who needs schizophrenia? There is a split persona in every relativist. They teach a doctrine that no longer exists, and which has not existed for a century, and call themselves scientists. This is surely a prescription for more junk courses and more junk TV programs, broadcast to a population that knows that it's all rubbish, and which is just waiting for the cricket or the baseball to start. Wikimania is the worst madness. Every single one of its blared-out propaganda entries on relativity is incorrect, and it calls genuine scientists by all kinds of names. Perhaps it should be in prison too. In fact, the feedback shows that no one believes in Wiki anymore. Why is it so important to shout rubbish? Ask any politician. A simple-minded peasant would proceed by accepting the truth of UFT 194 and develop a new theory. The best one we have at present is ECE theory. That feedback, again, no one can hide. The importance of being very earnest was pointed out by Wilde and Yeats. The worst are full of conviction, and vulgar argument is far too convincing. That has always been true in politics, but in general relativity? The latter is supposed to be the jewel in the crown of physics, the shining star of enlightenment. How can such a star ever fade? How can general relativity be wrong? Very easily. Read UFT 194, it is easy to understand. In fact, this is exactly what physicists are doing, but in secret. Otherwise they would lose their funding or be given a very heavy teaching load and students would fail exams. For 100 years, physicists have known that all they are doing in relativity is totally wrong. So it has become a habit that consumes billions in funding. So is war. so are corrupt politicians. That is human nature, but natural philosophy is not supposed to be tainted by human exigency. It is supposed to be something that is apolitical and above all of that. So the dogs end up barking, and being dogs, cannot stop. The noise they make is deafening and mindless. We are told that something that is utter rubbish is being tested with ever greater precision. So to all simple-minded peasants, think of a new theory.